Perhaps the most important goal of parenthood is to make an orderly and timely transfer of power to our children. It's a delicate balance we walk between granting independence too early or holding on until it's too late.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
One of the common mistakes that mothers and fathers make is to grant their sons and daughters autonomy before they're ready to handle it. But it's just as dangerous to retain parental power too long. Control will be torn from our grasp if we refuse to surrender it voluntarily. Consider, for example, how Mother England treated her children in the American colonies. Our early settlers grew to become rebellious teenagers who demanded their freedom. Still, England refused to release them, and much unnecessary bloodshed resulted. England learned a valuable lesson from that painful experience. Some 171 years later, she granted a peaceful and orderly transfer of power to another tempestuous offspring named India, and revolution was averted. With our children, the granting of self-determination must be matched stride for stride with the arrival of maturity, culminating with complete release during early adulthood. But it isn't as easy as it sounds. The key is to chart a path between the two extremes of letting go too early and hanging on too long.
To get involved, go to drjamesdobson.org.